Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum. Celebrate the opening of I Saw It, Francisco de Goya Printmaker, with an evening of live music, art making, live model drawing, tours, and more. Saturday, April 20th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Info at nortonsimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, May 5th. Feliz Cinco de Mayo. I'm Suzanne Watley. You're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and laist.com. Here's your morning news. Los Angeles County has qualified to move to the yellow tier of the state's reopening framework. KPCC's Elena Shatkin reports when the county officially makes that move tomorrow, restaurants and bars will get a boost.
Bars that don't serve food should see the biggest impact. Under state rules, they'll finally be able to reopen for indoor service. All dining and drinking establishments, including wineries, breweries, and distilleries, will be able to serve more people. Restaurants will be able to increase their indoor capacity to 75% if all guests can prove they're vaccinated or they have a recent negative COVID-19 test. So bring your vaccination card or snap a picture of it on your phone and be prepared to flash it at local restaurants and bars.
Elena is the food editor of our website, laist.com. The county will release its updated health officer order later today. Pasadena, meantime, is getting a jump on things and is transitioning to the yellow tier today. Pasadena has its own health department and usually makes decisions separate from the LA County Public Health Department. Long Beach, which also has its own health department, has not yet said when it plans to transition to the yellow tier guidelines. LA Unified School District parents, you can start making plans for the summer. The school board voted Tuesday to adopt the calendar for the upcoming year without shortening summer break and extending the upcoming school year. LAUSD's back to school day will be Monday, August 16th. District leaders had hoped to answer Governor Gavin Newsom's call to lengthen the school year to make up for classroom time lost during the pandemic. Here's school board member Nick Melvoin.
It's frustrating the way this has happened, because I think we have a presentation from the superintendent's team that is encouraging additional days. And I heard at least five board members who want additional days. And yet there's an acknowledgement that given the way this was done and the time of the year, that we're going to end up with no additional days.
Teachers union leadership opposed a longer calendar. As more of the U.S. opens up, another country, India, is trapped in a second wave of the pandemic. That's been devastating to the many Indian Americans with loved ones in India. KPCC's Josie Wong has more on how the diaspora in Los Angeles is responding.
Some 8,000 miles from her family in India, Nidhi Singh Ratar stays up worrying in her Pasadena apartment. Not just about her parents, but also India's most vulnerable residents seeking hospital beds and oxygen.
Honestly, past few days, it's just been difficult to wake up because you just don't want to wake up to things that are worse than they were the day before.
Ratar knew she had to do something. She used her skills as a design researcher to make a t-shirt that read in Hindi and Urdu, "Help India Breathe." In a matter of days, she's raised more than $1,000 to help distribute oxygen in India. She's among many in the million-strong diaspora who are sending help.
Our community right now is really in pain because, you know, most of us are immigrants.
Payal Sani leads the Cerritos-based Sahas for Cause.
We are living a split family lifestyle where part of us are here and part of us are back home in India.
Sani has lost an uncle in India to COVID and says anxiety in the U.S. diaspora is high. Her group has been publicizing L.A. County's mental health helpline and is also organizing virtual support groups. In L.A., TV writer Dia Mishra has channeled her concern about India towards fundraising. She asked friends and colleagues to donate to a project set up by doctors to buy equipment for dispensing oxygen. She's raised more than $11,500.
And it's not just donating. It's bringing things into public conversations that weren't. And it's recognizing a pain that's different from yours.
And it's a reminder, she says, that LA might be opening up, but others in the world are still very much in danger. I'm Josie Wong.
Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley. Join us again next time. Meantime, get more news at LAist.com and listen live at kpcc.org.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.